1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. Bus commuters in Montreal and across the province might see some delays in their commutes starting Friday. Nearly 600 buses across Quebec were taken off the road by 9 public transit agencies because of a glitch. In Montreal, 282 are out of service. Longueuil and Laval also have buses taken out of service. The issue is present on hybrid buses made by Nova Bus between 2016 and 2019. Corrosion of a piece connected to the power steering triggered a warning light on the buses. There have been no reports of incidents caused by the issue. Fixing the issue could take a few days. Bus first need to be inspected. Then, if needed, a short-term fix would be applied. The CAC presented their first budget Thursday without many big surprises. As expected, the suburban base of the CAC are the winners. Families will be coming out ahead with reductions to school taxes and daycare rates. Among the increases in healthcare spending, almost half will be directed towards seniors. Public transit is notably underfunded compared to roads. Downtown Montreal is left in the dark regarding any sort of metro expansion. There is, however, a possibility of a yellow line extension in Longueuil. When it comes to education, universities were not the focus in this budget. New funding is mostly allocated towards pre-kindergarten, elementary, and high school. One of Legault's most notable promises was to extend kindergarten to four-year-olds to reduce the load on the daycare system. Also absent are any measures to address unpaid internships in the province. However, the Minister of Education stated on Twitter that the government has something planned for the end of April. In international news, the death toll has reached 400 people across three southeastern African countries struck by a deadly cyclone. Mozambique was hit the hardest, with the number of dead at 242 and rising. Zimbabwe reports 139 dead and Malawi 56. The UN estimates almost 500,000 will be displaced by the flooding, with hundreds of thousands more in need of urgent food aid. Rescue operations are still ongoing across the three countries as humanitarian aid tries to rescue as many people as possible when it's not raining. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says more help is still needed. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Good evening, everyone. It's currently 1 degree, feels like -2 at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. To my fellow Concordians, my co-citizens of Montreal, welcome to Spank Me, your favorite Sunday sex-positive talk show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Camille, your dearest host for the evening. I hope everyone enjoyed the last day of the weekend, their Holy Sunday, because we're going back to the hardships of life tomorrow, officially. So, how was my weekend? I had a pretty relaxed weekend, honestly. Nothing too exciting, just the usual. Did my laundry for the first time in a while. It was becoming kind of crucial. I was washing my underwears in the shower, so it got pretty bad. But no, we're back to a normal lifestyle. I also did my groceries. By the way, avocados are 3 for $5 at Metro L'Épicerie. If anyone's planning on doing guacamole? I think it's guacamole. you should definitely go to Metro L'Épicerie because it's 3 for $5. So last week, I tried something new. I introduced a special music episode to Spank Me. I thought, you know what? I have two playlists that are meant for sex. One is for actually having sex with whoever I'm having sex. And the other one is like just sex-related song. And I thought, okay, I have all these songs and I'm not using them, so I did those playlists for the show, but I just never got around to using them all, and it's getting so filled with so many songs because I'm just covering new songs every week that I thought, you know what, I'm gonna install this new tradition where every few weeks I'm gonna do a special music episode where I'm just gonna play a bunch of songs. Some are sexy, some are smooth, some are hardcore sex positive songs. Either way, I'll tell you when it's effectively that week where I'm gonna do a sex special music episode, and perhaps you can plan ahead and enjoy my playlist while having sex that night. For those who don't have a sex playlist, you might enjoy mine. I'll make sure to talk less. I know last time I did a bit of breaks and I talked about my life, which would have kind of sucked if you were effectively having sex and heard me talking in the back. But I'm working on it. It was my first time, so bear with me, everyone. So I was just wanted to announce that to everyone that this is my plan for the future of the show. Anyways, tonight, the subject of conversation is burlesque. Yay! I've been meaning to have a burlesque performer or burlesque expert for, I was going to say decades, but I haven't had the show for decades. So I've been meaning to have someone that represents the burlesque community and for a while, since I started the show, actually, and I just never got around to finding someone. And finally, I found someone tonight. I'm saying that as if they were rare. They're not rare. It's just that, I don't know, I didn't look enough. You know when you look with your ears instead of your eyes? That was me. So anyways, this wonderful person was brought to me, and I'm very excited. But first, I have a few sentences of history of burlesque for those who have no idea what it is. Obviously, burlesque has changed since. But originally, burlesque... It was a literally dramatic or musical work intended to cause laughter by caricaturing the manners of serious works. But in our case, later on in America, burlesque referred to a performance in a variety show taking place in cabaret or clubs and theaters that presented spicy and suggestive comedy alongside female striptease. So it's basically like a rich source of music and comedy with the primary focus on sex. But like I just said, it evolved since. Apparently there's different form of burlesque now, and this is actually what our lovely guest will talk about tonight. So right after the break, I will be introducing my guest, Cici Garrett, a burlesque performer in Montreal. And we're going to have a little chat about her... her title as a burlesque performer. So for now, we're going to take a short music break. She actually chose the song, so that's great. It's called Miami by Kali Uchis. Enjoy the song, stick with us, and we'll be right back after the break.
I can feel it in the air. Ooh. Slip fast in the two-seat, blowing Caliucci's. Probably with a front, so never see me smoke a Lucy. Me, my money pronto, you don't wanna see me moody. If you knew me, then you probably wanna get to know the new me. Vamos pa' Miami, how we live la vida loca. Me llamo Perico, pero no me gusta coca. New vice, now I need a blunt with my mimosa. Never get it twisted, ain't too bougie for Corona. With a lime on the side, I bring my sand to the track. Cause my baggage is way too expensive to pack. I be 10 toes down, 2 hands in the back. Cause when you fast forward, you don't never look back.
Live fast and never die.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
If I die before I wake, I'll be listening to Metal March on CJLO 1690 AM. Tune in to hear around-the-clock metal programming curated by our CJLO DJs all month long. Check us out on Facebook to score a free album every day from our Metal March Bandvent calendar. We'll also be giving away sweet merch, concert tickets, and so much more. Metal up your ass all month long on CJLO 1690.
Welcome back, everyone. You were listening to Miami by Caliuchis on CJLO 1690. My lovely guest for tonight, Cece, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Where does that name come from?
So when I was coming up with my burlesque name, because we're not allowed to use our real names, it's all about secrecy,
mm-hmm.
I was trying to think about, like, what do I think is really sexy that women do? And I was, like, thinking about things that, like, turn me on about women. And one of my favorite things is when she is really thinking about something and takes a long drag of her cigarette and then lets it out. And then says what she was thinking about. I'm like, that's a high point. A high point. And I was like, okay, that's my burlesque name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you gotten, do your name kind of reflects in your performance, if that makes sense? Like, do you smoke cigarettes in your performances? It's really just a name.
No, it's more of a name. I think one of, my burlesque isn't really, like, none of my acts are the same. I have two main ones that I do, and I'm working on more all of the time. But one of them is really more like that vibe of, like, the smoking the cigarettes. But then the other one is super fun, more like youthful, like discovering your sexuality kind of. Thing, yeah.
Okay, so that's two narratives that you
that I put on stage. Strip to.
Yeah. Okay. so okay. Speaking of that, so when did that all start? When did you start being a burlesque performer?
So, from when I was a really little kid, I was running around nude all the time and smearing paint and chocolate on myself. Then I went to theater school and continued to smear paint and chocolate on myself,
obviously.
Mostly naked. You know,
of
that's
course.
How it is.
Yeah.
Performance art, everybody.
Anything for theater.
Anything for the theater.
Yeah.
But this fall, I took my first ever burlesque class.
Where?
At the Wiggle Room. With this, the theater school is called Arabesque Burlesque.
No way! I didn't know that exists.
Yeah, yeah. It was an amazing, amazing experience.
How long is the class?
It's a semester, so like a school semester.
Oh, okay. It's a legit school.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
And so there are different kinds of, there's different levels of the school. So there's like a group beginner class where you learn routines. And then there's like a higher level where you do a routine and then you perform that routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then the level that I decided was a great fit for me, having not really had any dance experience ever. Great, so smart, amazing. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Very silly move. I enrolled in the class where you make a solo number. So it was me and I want to say five other people, and so we all worked learning about the history of burlesque and learning about musicality, which is like how the music that you're performing to tells the story, and about character building and about costume making, like in a really intensive process to build our first solo numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super intensive and I learned so much, and I think I pulled through, even though I felt sometimes not at the same level as my other people in my class.
Yeah. Okay. So what kind of like initiated you to the world of burlesque? Like, how did you hear of the Wiggle Room? What pushed you to be like, you know what, this is something that I want to do?
They have every Wednesday night. They have a variety show.
Okay.
Where there are like musicians and comedians and burlesque dancers all committing to win like $100 prize at the end.
Oh.
And so my ex-girlfriend took me on a date there to that.
Was it the first date?
No, it was okay. Not our first date. Definitely not. Because she was like, I've been meaning to go. And so we went, and it was so much fun.
Can't imagine.
Yeah. And I was like, this art form is everything that I love all in one place. Like, there's storytelling and theater and fun outfits and like getting to embrace your sexuality performatively. I was like, I need to do this.
Mm-hmm. But did before that you knew what burlesque was?
Yeah.
Had you ever considered being a burlesque performer ever before that moment, before you saw that first show?
I don't know if I think it always interested me.
Okay.
But like what we were talking about before, how all I really knew was the video, the Christina Aguilera film.
Yeah, that's the only source that I have of like burlesque. I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
It's my only cultural reference is that movie. So that's why I have like the sole image of burlesque is through that burlesque movie with Christina Aguilera. So when I heard that there are just like citizens amongst
people
us,
doing cabarets all the time.
Exactly. I was just so like, wow, really? People do that? It's not just like a myth? So, okay, cool. So do you do that on a professional way? Like as a like this is your profession, or do you also do things on the side?
I do many other things,
okay.
But I've since I finished my program, the burlesque program,
mm-hmm.
I have been performing in about one show every 3 weeks.
Okay.
3 weeks to a month. But sometimes, mm-hmm. yeah, it gets hectic a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I also started this night of burlesque that is specifically for queer performers.
Nice.
And so we had our first performance of that in March at NDQ. And
NDQ, what? Where?
It's a bar in Little Italy
Just so if people want to find you, okay.
The full title is Notre Dame des Quilles.
Okay.
And our next performance will be in May. So it's an amazing night of usually new burlesque performers, giving them their start. But then we always feature one more famous burlesque dancer. Mm-hmm. And all of them identify as queer. And we try to give a platform for burlesque performers to actually make burlesque about the sexuality of their queerness instead of like what might be more accessible to put on in other scenarios.
Yeah, cool. All right, so how was your first time doing your first burlesque show?
So before my first burlesque show, I think maybe like 5 days before, I had a one-on-one with my teacher who's like a very accomplished burlesque dancer and has been doing it for years.
What's her name?
Her name is Frenchie Jones.
Okay.
I had two teachers, the Lady Josephine and then Frenchie Jones. And both of them were amazing and taught me very different skills. But anyways, I had this dress rehearsal with Frenchie and I was absolutely terrified. Like, she was like, okay, let's do that again from the top. Like,
oh, boy.
But my first performance was, like, one of the most invigorating experiences of my life. When the light hit me and then the song started playing, I was like, I'm Cece Garrett. Like, this is, I'm... the whole, like, my other, you know, my muggle identity, we call it, melted away. And the music, like, yeah, and my story that I'd created all came together. And I was like, I want to keep doing this for the rest of my life.
Nice. So walk me a bit through that. Like, your persona. So Cece Garrett, what is she like? What's her essence? Like, what does she do? What's your show about?
Well, like I was saying before, every performance that I do for every song, it's like a different version of Cece Garrett. But to me, my burlesque is really like a fine line between burlesque and drag, because I identify as a woman, mm-hmm. and Cece Garrett is also a woman,
mm-hmm.
but there's like a certain level of performing someone who's very, like, assumes their sexuality a lot, like, physically,
mm-hmm.
that is really empowering for me to get in that headspace, because, like, I'm a sexual woman, but when I get into the character, I feel like I know my body more and that sort of thing. And like, mm-hmm. I don't feel awkward or anything, because she, like, that character that I come into is really comfortable with herself and her sexuality.
Okay. So how explicit are your shows?
Pretty explicit.
Really? What do you mean?
So we have to, in burlesque, because we're putting things on in bars that are not strip clubs, there's a requirement to keep on your underpants and to keep nipple pasties, which are like covers, you cover your nipples.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, you can get pretty raunchy. Like, my most recent act, I full on masturbate with a phone.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. You go. My God.
A rotary phone. A rotary phone, full on masturbation.
Wow.
And then I order a pizza with that same phone and eat that pizza out of the pizza girl's crotch.
Okay, so that's all part of a story that you put on?
Yeah.
But there's no talking?
No, there's no talking.
So it's through a song, you kind of unfold that story?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like a dance routine mixed with comedy. Like, if you go to a ballet, there's a story that's being told.
Yeah.
And it's usually quite obvious in a ballet what the mm-hmm. story is. It's to pop music, and you're doing a lot of humping the ground and taking your clothes off.
Nice. So did you have any discomfort initially, like while you were taking your classes in striptease, or have you always been a, well, you said like when you were younger, you were always just like walking around naked, which is pretty common.
I think, yeah, children, yeah. Children.
But you know, as you grow older, sometimes you become a little bit more, not willing to expose yourself to everyone. So how about in your case, in your situation, did you have to kind of break a barrier here? Or
I think the barrier that I broke was more like with my being uncomfortable with like dancing more than stripping.
Okay.
I have no problem taking my clothes off and like don't really feel weird about my body in front of like most people.
Body positive?
Yes.
Body woo-hoo. Positive. Yay.
But as far as like being like, oh, when I move my body like this, I look sexy. Like that was a hard thing to wrap my head around. And I remember there was two things that were said to me like during that class. After we had our first performance of our acts to our teachers, my other teacher, the lady Josephine, said, after she'd given me a bunch of other critiques on the number, she was like, and I would really like to see you like dance more.
Because what were you doing instead?
Well, I was like telling a story. I had a character and I was that was kind of the what I was doing and taking my clothes off, but not really dancing, not really letting loose. Like, it was pretty rigid.
Yeah.
And she wanted to see me push it further, which I hope I did.
I hope so, too. Well, I mean, if you're doing so much burlesque, I mean, you're in demand, so you must be doing something right.
Thank you.
So that song we just played, that Miami song by Kelly, this is one of your songs that you perform on. So what's the narrative for that song?
So my narrative for that song is that I'm a mobster who's like just closed a big deal, and I'm returning back to the mob. So I come in and I'm wearing like a black and white pinstripe suit, and I have this briefcase. But I open the briefcase and there's no money in it. Where's the money?
Well,
where is it?
Surprise, surprise.
And then basically I strip and my whole underwear is made out of money and money goes flying everywhere. Yeah.
It was on you all along.
It was on me all along. Yeah.
What's the kind of audience that you have? Who are your common audience, like who comes to your shows?
So well, I think it's like a big range, because whenever I performed at the Wiggle Room, like the Wiggle Room has an audience of people who are like really faithful to them, as well as like people who are celebrating birthdays and stuff, and they're like, yeah, let's go see people get naked, like, yeah. And it's such a great vibe there. Like the audience are, they know what, well, they have an expectation, I think, a lot of the time. And it's, and I hope that we pull through on it. But when I perform, so I've also performed at, like, Dragonites, like, in warehouses and like, art shows and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because I think, well, drag is something that's really, like, it's really taken off already, I would say. Like, it's really happening in Montreal right now. And so there's a lot of venue for that. And burlesque is really closely related to drag, especially, like, because I'm a queer burlesque performer and all of my performances are very gay. Like, very gay. And so that's a whole different audience of people. And then my third audience is the ones that I've made with my co-producer, La Gourmande. We made Queerlesque Night, which we're actually changing the title to Vice Versa.
Why?
Well, because, so La Gourmande and Si Cigarette, both of our names are like vices, like the bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to put that into our title. And also, versa sounds like verse, which is like a kink word. Verse like means like that you're both into domination and submission.
Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that because I did a test that kind of told you like what kind of person you are in bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I was basically that verse. That's yeah. what you said it and it rang a bell, but I didn't know from where. And okay. Cool.
and so we were like, oh, it's so funny that we're both of our burlesque names are Vice. And then also we both identify with being Versus.
Hey. That's a cool name now that you explained
it. Yeah. And also Vice Versa in Latin means backwards, and gay people are apparently backwards according to society. So
according to society.
Amen. And so
rolling
anyways,
my eyes.
And so anyways, we have this bi-monthly night where we welcome queer performers. And so that's a whole different audience that's really amazing. It's like people, a lot of the friends of the performers, but also people who are just like, it's a lot more women in the audience. I want to put that out there. Mm-hmm. I feel amazing. I've loved performing at the Wiggle Room. Like, don't get me wrong. It's every time it's been an amazing experience, especially because it's such, it's like an institution of burlesque in Montreal. And it's like the only burlesque cabaret in Canada, like that's dedicated to burlesque.
Oh, okay.
And it's run by like predominantly by women. And so that's all amazing. But it does feel amazing as a queer person to be able to perform in front of people who are like, see my armpit hair and are like, yeah, and like, and see me eat pizza out of a woman's crotch and aren't like, oh, that's so hot, like lesbian porn style.
Okay, they're not fetishizing you.
Yeah.
Kind of. Ugh. Okay.
But not that people at the Wiggle Room are. I'm not saying that, but it's just like to know, to be like, my whole audience understands my thought process
it's
in making this number.
Yeah, okay. So speaking of audience, can you interact with them?
Yes, you're supposed to.
You're supposed to, okay.
It's a big part of it.
So you can dance on them, kind of like it, or how do you interact with them?
So, when you approach an audience member in your act, you have to, you know, in your brain, like you can't choreograph what you're going to do to the audience member, because as you touch an audience member, as you like approach their space, you have to sense how they feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that girl who's on her birthday and is like drinking and like having a great time is going to be like, yes, motorboat me right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like somebody who's at their first burlesque show and is just there to watch their girlfriend do her number and doesn't understand anything at all is going to be like, why are you putting your hand on my shoulder?
So you kind of have to sense who is willing to and who's not.
It's all about feeling the vibe of the person that you're going for.
What kind of signs are you looking for?
Like if people's shoulders get tense, if they're not looking you in the eye.
Oh yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one.
So yeah. It's like, yeah, even though that moment is going to be like 5 seconds, consent is still extremely important as far as like approaching your audience members.
Good thing. Okay. That's great values too, to respect. So. How do you get mentally and physically? Do you have to get mentally or physically ready to perform every time, or does it? Or by now it kind of just comes naturally. It's within you. It's in your nature.
I always spend in the week before I'm gonna perform 4 hours rehearsing my number. I rent a studio
every day.
In the week. Like,
okay,
I give myself a day where I go to the studio for 4 hours and I just run my number. And I prefer to do that, like, either the day before or the day of. But, for example, like, in March, I had shows, like, 2 weeks apart. So I went to the studio the day before one of them and practiced for 4 hours. But then the next week, I just like used my energy from the last week to go into it. But as far as like getting ready on the night of, I feel like getting into my makeup and especially getting into my lingerie like is really, really helpful for getting in my mood. Yeah. The other day I was at my friend's birthday party and everybody was like, Avery, that's not my name. Sorry. Well, I guess in this context it was my name, but anyways, they were like, Avery, you're a stripper, you give the birthday girl a lap dance. And I was like, I am not wearing CC Garrett lingerie, so I'm just gonna like do some weird awkward touching her legs. I don't know, like I'm not gonna be able to lap dance
it's
properly because it's
thing.
I'm not in my personality.
Oh, wow. So you really have to get into CC's.
Yeah. And it's really the underwear. It's really the underwear that does
it's
it.
It's all in the underwear. So
it's
okay.
All in the underwear.
So, okay. what kind of lingerie do you wear?
Like in my daily life or in my character?
For CC. What does she wear?
So, all my costumes, are all things that I buy from Value Village.
No way.
Yes. Except, I mean, maybe not my underwear. That's weird. That's too much.
Yeah.
But my bras, all from Value Village.
Okay.
And I buy glitter and, like, rhinestones and faux fur and like all of that fun stuff, and then I just bedazzle the shit out of these like $2 bras.
That's really nice.
Yeah,
really cool. Handmade DIY stuff.
DIY.
Okay, you're not spending like $1,000 on one bodysuit from Victoria's Secret or else.
No, but okay. Also it's like the thing that I love about that is people aren't gonna like see me perform and go, oh wow, look at that $500 bodysuit that I know because I've seen it in the magazine. You're never gonna see the lingerie that I wear ever again because it came out of my brain.
It's unique. There's only one piece of it and it's in your closet.
and that's pretty common for burlesque dancers
to do their own,
to at least add a little pizzazz to something.
Yeah. To define like who they are too. It represents their character.
Exactly.
Their persona. Okay. So how is your show different from others?
My show that I produce?
Yeah, like what stands out in what you do?
Well, I was saying before about how all my numbers like have a queer flair, gay flair. And like that's something that's really important to me. Like my first number I'm stripping out of a suit. And then in my second number I essentially have sex with a pizza delivery girl on stage.
So that pizza delivery girl,
yeah,
she is taken from the audience?
No, I do. Okay. I get an assistant.
Okay. Is she like pretending to be part of the audience or no? She's legit like
she's wearing a Domino shirt that's like that I made into a crop top and like a baseball cap.
Okay, where did you find that? Is it La Gourmande?
Yeah, I have. I've had one of my classmates do it. Her name is Lucy Flawless, and then La Gourmande is also helps me with that a number sometimes.
Okay, so you're not always just solo. Sometimes you do kind of duos.
Well, they are my that is a solo number, but it's at the very end of the act that I order my pizza.
Okay,
but That's a number where my prom date doesn't come pick me up, and so I masturbate with the phone when he calls.
Those are interesting stories, though.
Thank you.
How did you think of them?
It's the music that tells it to me.
Is it?
Yeah. I pick a song that interests me, and then I'm like, what's the story in here?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, because like when I listen to a song, I always like play out a music video for it, like in my head. So it's a bit kind of like.
It's exactly like that, except the music video involves me taking my clothes off.
Most of my music videos involve that too.
Exactly. There we go. You're one step away from being a burlesque dancer.
Oh,
Camille.
Yeah. I'm only missing the confidence to do it, because major respect to you, like major respect. So. Wardrobe malfunctions. Does that happen? Well, are you pretty secure with everything you wear?
I mean, I've never had a pasty fall off, which is like the nipple covers. Thank God. Then bless. Oh no, it did happen once.
Oh,
I was performing at my friend's fundraiser show, so it wasn't that big of a deal. Like, they were fundraising for their cafe that they run. Mm-hmm. And so it was a pretty intimate audience and not at a bar or like in front of like a lot of my burlesque peers that would be kind of frowned upon, I guess. Mm. So it felt more chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I forgot about it for a sec. But yeah, that did happen.
That's the only, because if it does happen, does it really matter about wardrobe malfunction?
I mean, you do kind of at the end have to like put your hand subtly over your tit while you like salute the audience and are like, thanks. Because so part of the reason why you have to wear, like what I was saying before about how you don't have, the bars don't have strip club licenses. Yeah. So if my pasty falls off while I'm performing like at the Belmont or Bar La Ritz or like various other bars that aren't the Wiggle Room, it wouldn't be so much of an issue because the likelihood that somebody is in the building policing that people's nipples are covered is very low. But because people know that the Wiggle Room is like, they put on burlesque shows like 4 days a week, because they know that, it's the likelihood that somebody's there policing it is like a lot higher.
Yeah.
And so then in that case, it is more of a big deal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind, have you ever had a really bad audience? Or have you been lucky, because you started in September, so have you been lucky enough up until now to have only like kind-hearted audience?
I have never had an audience that made me feel really uncomfortable or like made me like feel like I was gonna fuck up a lot. Like, all of my audiences have like only added to my number.
Great, that's great. So there's never been like an awkward, like that one person that just kills the vibe or kills the mood?
No.
No? Okay.
And I mean, maybe if they're there, I just can't see because the lights are too bright in my face. But they've never been in the front row, that's for sure.
Okay. Okay, so do you have like a quirky anecdotes of like an interaction between you and an audience? Something peculiar? Is the audience just always willing to go with everything you do?
I'm trying to think about any quirky anecdotes. Well, so I have this part in one of my routines where I pull a dollar bill out of my crotch and then sniff it and then throw it at an audience member. Mm-hmm. But in my first time performing ever, the person who was sitting in the chair that I was supposed to like get really up and do that in front of was like my best friend.
Oh.
And it was so funny because I like made that part of the number so much bigger than it had ever been, because I just like shoved my leg between his thighs and like pushed them apart and like put the money like all over his body after sniffing it and pulling it out of my crotch. And I was like, oh, this is invigorating.
Oh, nice.
Because I was like, whether he looks uncomfortable or not, like, I know that he's into it.
Well, he's your friend. Yeah, too. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, come on, you can't judge you for that. So okay, so is there anything you wish people knew about burlesque? How can I phrase that? Like, is there anything that, like, because I don't know, there's like in any medium that represents sex, there's always like people, like stigmas and people judging. So is there something, so do you think that there's like this stereotype about burlesque that you wish people didn't have?
Well, I think it's important to know that burlesque is not just one thing, because it's like, you can Google what burlesque is and like you can watch YouTube videos and stuff, but it's like you're never gonna get a full range. Mm-hmm. Like, there are burlesque shows specifically like for burlesque that makes fun of different films, for example, like, I don't know, Harry Potter or whatever. there's really burlesque for everything, and like burlesque that can be to any genre of music. And like there's ones, the classic burlesque, which is more about like being, it's like more about showing your beauty and like and about that, whereas my burlesque, for example, is very based in story.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like not to be like, oh, I don't want to go and watch people strip, that's not interesting to me, but like to be like, there's so many different things that I'm there. Who knows? There will be something that interests you, I'm sure.
Cool. Okay, so we'll end this now. Feels like a good time to take a little break. We'll give you a few minutes to take a drink of water. We've been talking for like 30 minutes. So we'll take a music break. And afterwards, please stick around, because afterwards we're going to be wrapping things up. You're going to tell us about your future shows and perhaps maybe one or two advice, or what's the secret to becoming an amazing burlesque dancer like you. So for now, people, please enjoy Number by Ty Dolla $ign, my favorite man, on CJLO 69. We'll be right back after.
Actually remembered my number. Baby, I'm wasted. How could I get your number right? How could I get your number right? Right, I just wanna taste it. Let me sip inside. You know I'm in the 305 all night. You know I'ma need you to just sing to my mic right now. Turn your drip into my drain. Turn these bright lights down. I don't wanna sound like I'm evil, but I'm coming for that weed too. Thought I was done at the front one, but you know I'ma need to. I'm like, girl, stop me. Right now, gassing up this plane. Letting fuck you in that rain. I got big bills in my bank. I'm like, girl, stop playing. I might fuck on you all day. Eat that pussy with whipped cream. Let you lick it up my face. Baby, I'm wasted. How could I get your number right? How could I get your number right? Baby, I'm wasted. How could I get your number right? How could I get your number right? Right, I just wanna taste it. Let me sip inside. You know I've been up to your five all night. Baby, I'm wasted. How could I get your number right? How could I get your number right? There's not anything that I'd rather do than to leave the club and go home with you. What's that? Just my good pipe, good night. Wake up, sunrise, best life. I'm a guy, stop me. But not gassing up this plane. Letting fuck you. I got big bills in my bank. I'm like, God, stop playing. I might fuck on you all day. Eat that pussy with the cream. Let you lick it up my face. Baby, I'm wasted. How could I get your number right? How could I get your number right? Baby, I'm wasted. How could I get your number right? How could I get your number right? Right, I just wanna taste it. Let me sip inside. You know I've been up to your five all night. Baby, I'm wasted. How could I get your number right? How could I get your number right?
Wrestling. Mega Event Radio. Every Sunday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Louis d'Afrique presents Fatoumata Diawara, playing music from her Grammy-nominated new album, Fenfo. This irresistible Malian singer will perform live in concert on Tuesday, April 2nd at Théâtre Le National. For more information, visit productionlouisdafrique.com.
Thank you, everyone, for staying tuned. You were listening to Number by Ty Dolla $ign, my favorite. So we don't have much time left to the show, but Cece, do you have any advice for someone who wants to try burlesque but is too nervous? Or maybe started but is kind of feeling iffy about it? What do you have to say?
I think definitely, like, go buy some panties. This is, like, really important. For me, like, I think a big part of my, like, gender and sexual expression is, like, through fashion. And I think, finding cool lingerie and, like, looking at myself in the mirror a lot, because it's necessary when you're doing burlesque and you have to do your makeup real fancy and stuff all the time, to be, like, yeah, I look really hot and just, like, feel really hot, and then you let the music take you and tell your story. Like, finding a character and finding the things about yourself that you find hot are, like, super crucial to, like, finding the love in burlesque. And once you do that, it's so empowering.
Mm-hmm. Great. And what's it like? Because are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so what's it like? Has your partner come to one of your shows?
Yeah, she. it's so funny. My girlfriend comes to all my shows. She comes to everything that I do. She like supports my goals. Like there's nothing else. It's so funny because. So there was this meme on the internet a while ago where this guy goes to eat dinner at his girlfriend's restaurant and he's like watching this big table of dudes like hitting on his girlfriend, and then he's like, and I'm just here eating my steak knowing that their tips are paying for my Christmas gift. And she was like, this is me at your strip shows. Everybody's like, wow, what is that? Like, look at this girl, like, taking off her clothes. Ooh, she's so hot, but I'm the one that gets to take you home.
Hey.
And it's just...
sense of pride, too. Like,
it's so great. Like, I worried about it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But the dynamic is great, and she just loves it and doesn't feel jealous, and I'm like, I'm lucky.
Have you ever had a partner that wasn't supportive of that?
No, I've never had a partner that wasn't supportive of that while I was doing burlesque.
Yeah. Since you started in September, it's
yeah.
Okay. So any projects coming up? Where can we find you? You said you had that show.
Vice Versa, the second edition will be at NDQ Notre Dame des Quais on May 16th.
May 16th. Okay.
And then I'm doing a play / burlesque show. So it's like a narrative where we're two people. And then we're going to do burlesque numbers in the middle of the show. And that will be happening at the Rose Festival. And that will be happening the Rose Festival is from May 10th to May 12th. So,
okay.
So come out. May is going to be a busy
yeah,
month
that's
for
what I was
Cece.
Say. You have a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Keep yourself busy. Good for you. Especially since it's the beginning of summer. So it's kind of like opening your doors.
Exactly.
To a wonderful summer. 2019. It's your year.
It's my, I'm feeling it.
Where can we find you? Can you have anything, any Instagram account,
yes,
Facebook?
Yes. My Instagram is at CC _ Garrett. So that's CICI _ GARETTE.
Perfect. Okay.
So you can essentially see my nudes online. Get ready, kids.
We're all in for it. Can we also see your costumes
And my costumes.
Great. Get a little sneak peek into your life as CC.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, CC, for coming on
the
show.
Thank you for having me, Camille.
Thank you for coming. It was a lovely night. You're amazing. Doing great work. Godspeed. Do what you got
to
do.
Can't wait to see you all in my shows.
Yes. I will definitely note it to my calendar. Make sure I at least step by at least once. Because I don't go out often, as you may have noticed in my intro. My weekend was basically doing my laundry. So, but it's summer, so that's different.
It's
summer,
different.
Summer I go out way more. I'm not as introverted, if that's the proper word. Yeah. I'm
in
more
hibernation.
Yeah, exactly. I'm more fun during the summer, guys. So that's all we have for time for tonight. It was another show, Spangman. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I really liked it. Like I said, every week is different. Some weeks you'll like the subject, some weeks you won't. That's fine. But if you're into sex, then every subject will entertain you, I am sure. On that note, I know I'm repeating myself every week, but if you're out there tonight and you were listening to the show and you were like, oh my God, what an amazing show. I love talking about sex too. Kemi sounds amazing. I want to come to CJLO and have this experience of talking about sex on air. Then you should most definitely send me an email. Everyone is welcome, okay? I want to talk about sex with everyone. I don't care. It can be anything. It can be, we can talk about what's your favorite masturbation style technique. we can talk about anything. With a phone like CC. So everyone, if you're into this as much as I am, please shoot me an email, spankme.talkshow@gmail.com. I am open to everything. No worries, no judgment. We talk about every tiny bitty thing here. So no discrimination. On that, it is currently still -1, feels like -2, at Loyola Campus. For the rest of the week, we're still expecting mild temperatures, so you can keep your head high. However, next weekend, snow is coming our way. I think Mother Nature has this kind of pattern where during the week, she'll just give us some nice mild temperature to help us get through the week, but when the weekend hits, she's just like, you're not going out, you're staying in because I'm throwing a bunch of snow on you. She's like pacing you because summer is coming around and we all know we're gonna be out there living our lives like crazy. Also, that exams are coming, so you should probably be careful and reasonable. But hey, I'm not your mother, so do what you want, just be safe. And no drinking and driving. That's all for tonight, everyone. Have a lovely week. Take care and enjoy your rest of your Sunday. And I will see you all next Sunday for another episode of Spank Me. Thank you.
Ever song.